Welcome to The Skim, presented by Stellar. From reality TV to social media, Hollywood to the small screen, we've got you covered.
The Skim is your go-to for a deep dive on all things pop culture, so you'll never be scratching your head when the WhatsApp is lit with gossip again.
I'm Adele Miner, and we've got a new co-host joining us this season. So welcome, Bronwyn O'Neill.
Thanks for having me. We're very
happy to have you here. Yes, our beloved Jade has followed in Denise's footsteps and gone off to Australia too. So now it's me and Bronwyn at the helm.
Do I have to move to Australia now in a couple of months?
No, you're not allowed. No one can leave me, please. So before we get started, I wanted to say a thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Hey You. Step into a world of endless reality TV with over 300 shows filled with juicy drama. Hey You are the official sponsors of The Skim, and they are bringing the sass. With loads of episodes streaming the same day as the USA and loads of binge-worthy box sets like The Real Housewives, Below Deck and Vanderpump Rules, Hey You has every iconic moment all in one place. So we've had a very exciting week and a half-ish, Bronwyn. We launched our Insta Stars, which is our annual awards. That is coming up when? The 8th of September?
The 8th of September.
So it's going to fly. It's going to fly in.
Yeah, there's loads of categories that you can cast your vote in, from comedy, fashion, beauty, lifestyle. There's rising stars. There's something for everyone, which I really like because I feel like a lot of the love is sent to like fashion and beauty. But I love a little travel Instagram as well.
It's very, very fair. So yeah, if you wanted to cast your vote, you can head to stellar.ie and cast your vote over there. So we actually have a great segue with the Insta Stars because one of our nominees nominated in the Rising category, Adam Fogarty, was actually in the movie, which is the topic of today's discussion, the Barbie movie. And so Adam was a dancer in the film.
He was a little Ken.
He was a little Ken, and he looks like a Ken.
He genuinely is a Ken in real life.
The most perfect Ken ever. So yeah, I think like Barbie has been out for a month now, pretty much. But it came out on the 21st of July, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're a month on from it landing, and it was a huge topic of discussion in the office. So we kind of thought it was natural to make it a topic of discussion on the podcast, and Bronwyn's first podcast.
And I love Barbie. My mom will never let me live this down. One of her friends was talking to me when I was like 4 or 5, and she was like, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I looked this woman dead in the eye and went, "I want to be a Barbie." So I feel very strongly about Barbie.
But that's because Barbie was things as well. She was more than just a Barbie. She was more than just a doll.
She could do everything.
She could do anything that she wanted.
I just wanted to have that pooping dog Barbie so bad.
Yeah, I don't think I had him. And I saw him in the film and I was like, I don't know who this man is. But now I do know because of TikTok. But yeah, so like, I think the good place to start then is just like, what is your history with Barbie, as in the doll? Because everybody has a history with Barbie. Whether you like her or don't like her, that's still a history.
Yeah, who doesn't like Barbie? Do you know what? I'm not getting into it. I'm not getting into it. I straight feel very strongly about Barbie. I had so many Barbies. They were all blonde.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I was like, I don't want a brunette Barbie. I am a blonde Barbies. I had like a whole world. They had families. I think this is also very timely. I used to do Rosa Tralee Barbies.
Yeah, you said that earlier in the office, which made me very happy.
I had one Ken, so he rarely got like out of his, not he wasn't in a box, but you know, metaphorical box. Yeah. But when he did, he got to play like Dahi O'Shea in the Rosa Tralee.
Nice. Yeah, I also was like a huge, huge Barbie girl. I was like, as a child, like the girliest girl that ever girled, like very, very girly. So I loved pink, and it was very natural for me to play with Barbie dolls. And I also had a lot of Barbie dolls, and they were all blonde because I obviously didn't care about diversity that much as like a 4-year-old. But yeah, and I also had one Ken. So hilariously, I was actually in the Barbie magazine in like 2003. So I think I was maybe like 6 or 7. I was born in 95. Yes, I was like 7. And I was in the Barbie magazine because I actually vividly remember getting my mom to take a picture of me with my Barbies in my Barbie pajamas. And I had like 20 Barbies kind of stacked all around me, and I was on like the land in my childhood home. And there was like a Barbie in a Jeep driving all the Barbies around, and then there was another Barbie on a stallion. And in the background, she's blocking out Ken. And
of
you
course.
Can just kind of see his little check shirt. The only Ken that I owned. And I think it just sums up like the entire plot of the movie, to be honest.
I do remember my mom asked me all the time, what was your favourite Christmas present? my favorite Christmas present was when I was like 8 maybe, and it was Barbie and the Nutcracker, that Barbie, and she came with little Shelley.
Yes.
And then after dinner my nanny came down with like the horse and carriage, and my mom is always like, you know, you've gotten more expensive Christmas presents. Anything else? I'm like, no. And I got to bring Shelley to Mass, which I was never allowed to do before.
Nice.
It was just iconic, to be honest. Yeah. Barbie breaking the mold of Mass toys.
Yeah, one of my favourite Barbies, I remember I got one for Christmas or my birthday, I can't remember which one, but it was Ariel Barbie, and she changed colour in water, her tail. Okay. So you pop her into water and the tail completely changes colour, and that was like my tiny mind was blown when I got it.
So. I actually got a Barbie for Christmas like 2 years ago. She was the colour changing Barbie, so you like... Put
Did
her
you
in
say
water.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I stand by that. You are really a Barbie fan then.
I love Barbie. I love her. And I love what she stands for. And I have a little sister. She's 9. And there's Barbie Life in the Dream House, which is a cartoon on Netflix and everyone should watch it. It's really funny. And I think it was like the inspiration for the actual Barbie movie, because they know their dolls kind of.
Okay,
and there's like jokes
okay.
about like... Ken obviously falls into the swimming pool, but he doesn't sink because he's made of plastic, so he just floats on top. It is.
And his air head would help him to float too.
Yeah.
Some limbo brain. That's very cute. Yeah. So, yeah, we're obviously huge Barbie fans. I did actually like quickly jump ships to Bratz once they came about. Like, I was like, oh, who are these little bitches? These are way sexier than Barbies. I need to play with these. But I do, like, yeah, I still just love Barbie now. So, like, when the movie came out and there was the hype around the movie, we were all so excited to go see it. But and maybe it's internalized misogyny, I knew I was going to go see it before we knew more about what the movie actually was. But I just thought it was going to be, like, a silly film and more for kids. But I wasn't prepared for what it actually was.
No, I cried
yeah.
so much. I mean, I think this is a me problem, but even the start, I will not spoil Barbie, but there is just the opening scene is all these different Barbie
yeah,
dolls, and I started
crying.
It's a space
odyssey, isn't it?
Yeah, but I just started crying yeah. seeing them, because I was like, Barbie just means so much, not just to me and you, but like generations of
yeah.
women and girls love Barbie.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to cry again.
I know. It's really emotional. I think like when I was in the cinema, I actually went to go see it when I was on holidays in Croatia. It was that important to me that I had to go see it. And I saw my birthday as well. And I wore pink and my boyfriend wore pink. So that was really nice. Yeah. But it was like sold out. We actually ended up being at the front of my neck. I had such a crook in my neck trying to look at the screen. But anyway, the screen was like completely sold out. And I just felt emotional being in a room of like predominantly women. And just knowing that, like, I'm in a foreign country where, like, their culture is different from my culture, but we all just had something in common, and it was Barbie. And, like, no matter what age or race or whatever we were, that we all just had this one thing in common. It's just that, you know, like, your mom played with Barbies, and we play with Barbies, and if we had daughters, they would play with Barbies. So it's just this one thing that kind of interlinks all of us, and I thought that it's really special for that reason.
Yeah, I went to see my mom and my little sister, and we all wore pink, and we all brought our Barbies. And my mom was like, oh, do we have to bring the Barbies in? And my little sister was like, no, we do.
Yeah.
Like, we have to bring them in. And I don't know. I was like, yeah, it's silly. But everyone else there was dressed in pink. There was actually a group of teenage boys. They came and sat in front of us. And I was kind of like, oh, no, are they going to be like rude? Yeah. And they all had Barbie merch. And I was like, this is it. And I hope they learn something from the film.
It's doing things. I hope so as well. And I do think that people did. But... yeah, that's what I kind of wanted to like ask you. Was there any scenes that like stood out to you in particular?
Yeah, I loved, I suppose, spoiler for Barbie, but that's on you.
Yeah, that's fine.
I loved when she met the creator of Barbie and she said that mothers stand back so they can watch.
No, that line.
I was tearing up.
No, that line actually got me as well.
Because I think about it all the time. Like, I know... like, my mom has made so many sacrifices for me, and, like, it makes me really emotional, and oh my God, I'm, like, crying. But, like, when, like, I think about, like, what my mom did for me, and you, like, as a teenager, I was really mean to her, and I'm still really mean sometimes to my mom. But, like, I was like, God, I don't know if I could ever do that for someone else.
It's so selfless.
Like. And seeing, like, my little sister see that, and I was like, like, it's really, really emotional, really nice. And also the like actress who plays the creator of Barbie was Matilda's mom in the like original Matilda, and I loved that movie growing up, so I don't know, there was just so many layers to it. I just love Barbie. No,
the whole
so
film
much.
Is, it's so clever. It's so clever. I think there's two scenes that I really like, and they're both very different, but I really love the opening scene with, it's like a parody of Space. Is it Space Odyssey?
Yes. Yeah.
Boy things. I don't know. But when the girls start like smashing up their Barbies, I actually didn't realize this until like a few days later, and I was like, oh, so they smash, no, sorry, they smash up their dolls, yeah, their baby dolls, because Barbie comes on the scene. And it was, for me, I feel like they, I don't know if Greta like wanted to, you know, meant this, but I think they were smashing up their baby dolls because they were like, Barbie came on the scene and it was the first time that girls were given a toy to play with, or a toy that was aimed for girls that wasn't based around like caregiving. So they, yeah, would always have baby dolls or like, I don't know, pet dogs or whatever that they would like pretend to care for and be a vet for. And like, Barbie was the first doll given to little girls that we could kind of live vicariously through and like do things that we thought adults did, which is probably not things, well, sometimes it was things that adults do, but we could like do, live this life with her. And she was always single and she was always had money, and you know,
she has her own house,
we didn't have to care for her.
Yeah, exactly. She can do her own thing and she doesn't rely on Ken. Like, Ken's just, I'm
just
so
Ken
sorry. He's, he is just Ken and he's just there. And like, I feel very strongly about when men say, and other people say, that, you know, it like is a man hating film because Ken is kind of silly. But like, mm-hmm, I always think, like, I don't know, when I played with Barbie, we've all had one Ken, and I only had that Ken because he came with a Barbie.
Okay.
I didn't actively pick
I actually think I did ask for a Ken, but I think it was just to spice up some storylines. So.
But like, you know, we, when you're playing with Barbie, Ken is not a major player.
No.
And why would he be a major player in Barbie land?
Exactly. And that's what, like, men predominantly, when people are like up in arms about the film and its portrayal of men. But like, obviously, a lot of men don't realize that that is how little girls play. Because the film is just a reflection back on, it's through a child's lens, basically. And I'm like, I thought the world was a matriarchy up until a really embarrassing age, like 20 something, because that's all I knew and that's all I saw. So the way that Barbie Land is literally what Barbie Land was like in every single little girl's bedroom. Like,
I don't know anywhere that Ken was like ruling the roost.
No.
And I didn't even, I joke, but I didn't know what a man was until I was too old.
Christ and daddy issues.
Went to secondary school, I was like, there are boys here.
No, I'm the same. My household was very much like a matriarchy. There was men in it, but my granddad, my brother, never got a word in. Like, it was a shock to me to learn that the world
men.
Is run by, yeah, men and a patriarchy, and not just run by them, that's fine, but like, you know, we're the underdogs in it, and forced to participate in a world that we didn't create ourselves. But that is one scene that actually, that point leads me on to a scene that I really, really liked in the film as well, which is the scene where everybody's talking about Ryan's acting, and he's great. He is really, really good and really funny. But I also think Margot is great. And the scene where she comes back from the real world to like reclaim Barbie Land, and to, she's like, oh, this is my house, and it had been taken over and turned into like a Mojo Dojo Casa house. And she was like, no, but it's a dream house. And Ken is like, no, it's mine now. And she's like, no, but it's mine. And he's just like, no, I'm not giving it back. And she just bursts into tears. And for me, that represents the moment, I think, that every girl or woman has, whether you're 5 or 65, it happens at some point where you live life quite peacefully and you think like everything is fine and I'm equal and we're all good, and then there's a moment where something happens and you're just like, but that's not fair, but there's nothing that you can do about it to fix it because it's such a deep-rooted issue and you can't, you know, change the structure of society. So you just kind of cry.
I'm a big,
because what else can you do?
Big crier, love a cry. I also, this is not my solo thought, I saw it on TikTok, where I get all my,
yeah, none of my thoughts are original either. Most of this podcast is just regurgitated opinions.
All our conversations are. But that when Ken learns about patriarchy and comes back and is really mean to Barbie, I've seen people say that that's what it's like growing up with boys, and you have this really nice little boy, and then one day he also learns about the patriarchy and he's like, oh, I can be mean to you and you can't do anything about it. And that obviously comes in lots of different shapes and forms, but it makes me really emotional because I have a 12-year-old brother and he's still in primary school, and I think about like the day where he isn't like a little boy and he's
a man.
Like a man,
yeah.
Like he has a Mojo Dojo Casa house, and it makes me really upset because we like, I don't, like, live in a... I feel like I live kind of in a Barbie dream house.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it. That's a Barbie dream house.
And there is no... like, there's just no toxic masculinity. And sometimes I forget that that happens.
On the outside, yeah.
He also has to participate in... like, not participate in it, but learn about it. And that's going to damage... because I think patriarchy damages men. And mm-hmm. if you watched Barbie properly, you'll know that Ken also has this really upsetting journey where he has to
discover himself
give up
in his identity. And I think that's what a lot of men and young men are facing in like today's world, where like the structure is shifting a little bit, and like in this economy women have to work and participate in capitalism. There is no like, and the men go out and earn the money and the women stay home, because you can't do that anymore. So that's men now are like, but what is my purpose then? I don't know what I need to do. So, like, I think that was a nice line, a nice kind of arching scene of, like, Ken was finding himself as well and what his purpose is. And I think that a lot of men are also doing that. Like, it's mirroring kind of the real world too. I know.
I think it's really interesting to see men in society. Just men. Just what are they doing? But, like, seeing them in society, which is moving very rapidly, and suddenly... some men, not all men, are like, this is an attack on us because women have rights, which obviously it isn't, but because for so long they've experienced the world on a higher level than women, they're like, oh, if you get rights, that takes away my rights. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, guys. We can all live in a Barbie dream house, but I think we should have just be a matriarch.
Yeah, but well, that's what you sent me a TikTok this morning, didn't you, of someone saying that like matriarchy is not the same as patriarchy, because we think a patriarchy is like a very hierarchical, and there's, you know, power and non-power and whatever else, whereas a matriarchy is more about like a circle. And what was it about motherhood
and like caregiving is in the center, so it's not like a ladder, it's a circle, and we all take care of each other.
Yeah, and that's extended to everyone. It's not that the caregiving is only given to other women, it's given to everyone is nurtured.
And in like old Irish culture, there was like this hope that was like a really important part of it, where it wasn't just like, you didn't just take care of your family, everyone took care of everyone in the community. And I think we should go back to that, because I think it'd be very nice. I know it's not realistic, to be honest, because capitalism, but you know, I think we just need to mind each other more. And I think that was the message of Barbie. We just need to like give each other forehead kisses and say hi, Barbie. I wish we lived in a world where we could all
say hi, Barbie. Like, hi, Barbie. There. We can kind of do that. I do it to some like people sometimes. Or like me and my boyfriend in our house will like the odd time just be like, hi, Barbie. And he's like, hi, Dad. And it's just fun to do it.
That's how I greet my little sister now. Aww. We just say hi, Barbie, to each other, because it's really cute. And I mean, I know obviously the issue with Barbie, which I didn't see as a little girl, is how she looks.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm actually glad you brought that up, because I feel like we need to just
But I remember playing with Barbie, and it never like came into my head that she looks.
It didn't matter. I'm exactly the same. It didn't matter how she looked.
That was like society thrust that upon her, and that happens in the movie as well, where people are like, she gets like harassed by men because of the way she looks. But like,
and it's like Barbie set unrealistic beauty standards. No, she didn't. Barbie didn't do anything. Leave her alone. It's not her fault she's hot.
Yeah, like, of course she is. She's doing so many things. She lives in a dream house. And I loved her and her little pointed toes and her little high heels. I never was like, I have to look like Barbie when I grow up. Other than being blonde, but that was like a whole other issue. I know that society puts these like expectations on women, but I don't think Barbie ever did. Barbie was like, you can be an astronaut or the president,
and you can be good looking at the same time, and you can wear pink, and you can be taken seriously, you know. Those things are not mutually exclusive.
And I love her like tagline is like, you can do anything or something now. It's really cute. And even in the movie, when they're getting their Nobel Peace Prizes, all of them, they're like, thank you, I worked really hard for this.
I noticed that bit too,
because we as women are always like, oh,
I don't know how.
Oh
yeah,
my God,
this just happened,
like, but no, I worked really hard for this, and I deserve it. Thank you.
100%. I think the film, it's just brilliant. It's so clever, and it's like, what I like about it most is that it's kind of like, you can just take what you want from it. Like, it wasn't shoving any sort of agenda down your throat, but if you wanted to learn something from it, then that was also there to read into. But like, I know a lot of people who went to go see it and I was like, what do you think of the film? And they were like, oh, it was hilarious, I loved it. And that was all they got from it. And that is totally fine as well. Like, I personally was crying in the corner.
Changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
But like, it's just one of those, I think it's a film that now will be watched for like, for, you know, decades, and it's a new film that has been given to like teenage and tweenage girls that can watch when they're having sleepovers and stuff, which I think is really sweet.
Yeah, we haven't had a sleepover movie in a really long time, and I think we need to bring them back. And if Barbie is a renaissance of that, incredible. No more doll movies. I know Mattel is like has prepped like 40 or something. That is not the point of Barbie. The point of Barbie is we need more stories by women and for women. And if Margot Robbie wants to make a million, because she obviously produced this, I'd be so happy to watch them, and Greta to write and direct them, because I'm obsessed with her. And I think if you haven't seen any of the rest of her films, you should go do that, because
yeah,
she's,
I haven't seen. I've only seen Little Women, and I'm gonna go back and watch her other ones. I want to see Lady Bird. That's next on my
on
my list.
A big Lady Bird truther. Yeah. I made my mom watch it. I was like, God, I don't know if we should have watched this together, because it's about like mothers and daughters, which is like a whole like through line through her throughout Greta's work, because women.
Yeah. Full stop. Yeah. Okay, so I think that's everything then today. Thank you so much for a very lovely conversation, Bronwyn. And bye, Barbie.
Bye, Barbie.
Before we go, thanks again to our sponsors, Heyu. From the occasional binger to the self-confessed reality addict, Heyu's got fans of all fervor covered, serving up non-stop drops filled with the most outrageous goss. You can try it all now for free at heyu.com.